This is the official Marion County Voter Pamphlet, a voter's guide to local candidates and measures. District election, May 19, 2009. Ballots for the election will be mailed to registered voters on May 1st. Table of contents. Official ballot drop sites for Marion County, page 39. Voting information, pages 2 and 13. Voters with disabilities information, page 8. How to find elections office, page 13. Sample ballot, pages 3 through 6. Candidate statements, pages 7 through 32. Measures and arguments, pages 33 through 38. Dear Marion County voter, the United States Postal Service is increasing first-class postage by 2 cents on May 11th. This may affect the postage required to return your ballot by mail. This election, you will choose directors to lead the special districts in your local community. Some districts also have measures. Please study the statements pertaining to your districts, both to help determine your selection and for more information on how your district boards work to better our communities. Thank you for helping make democracy work by being informed and voting. We are truly thankful for each candidate offering time and talent in service to us. These are all unpaid, volunteer positions. Volunteerism significantly defines our values and strengthens our communities. If you have any questions on voting, registration, or the election process, or know of someone who, because of disability, needs voting assistance, please contact Marion County Elections. For instance, this pamphlet is available in downloadable audio on our website and on cassette tape or CD by mail. More examples on page 8. If you are a registered voter and have not received your ballot by May 8th, please contact the Elections Division. Sincerely, Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Page 2, Instructions for Voting Your Ballot. To make sure your vote counts. Registration information. New registrations needed to be completed and postmarked by April 28, 2009. Important ballot information. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and it is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, mark through the address label like this. They show a slash going through the label. And return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. If a ballot has been delivered to someone at your address who is deceased, mark through the address label like this, again, a slash through the label, write deceased on the envelope, and return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Elections before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. Review the ballot packet. It should contain the following items: a printed ballot, a secrecy envelope, a pre-addressed return envelope, an informational insert. If items are missing, contact Marion County Elections. Mailing address, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem. Telephone, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. TTY TDD phone number, 503-588-5610. Fax, 503-588-5383. Email, elections@co.marion.or.us. The website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. If you have a disability or are otherwise unable to mark your ballot, please see page 8, Voters with Disabilities Information. Instructions for voting. To make sure your vote counts, Do not use a felt-tip pen to mark your ballot. Use a pencil or black ballpoint ink pen. Mark the arrow like this, and they show the arrow being completed and pointing to the left. Vote the ballot on a hard surface. To vote for a candidate or on a measure, complete the arrow pointing to the candidates or the yes or no. To vote for a candidate whose name does not appear on the ballot, write the person's name on the line provided for that office, heading labeled write-in, if other, and then complete the arrow pointing to the write-in line. Check your ballot. Make sure you have completely filled in the arrows next to your choices. If you vote both yes and no on a measure, it's called an overvote. Your vote will not count for that measure. You do not have to vote on all contests. Those you do vote on will still count. Returning your voted ballot. Place the ballot in the secrecy envelope, seal it, then place the secrecy envelope in the return envelope. Do not remove labels, if any. Sign the voter statement on the back of the return envelope. Your ballot will not be counted if you do not sign your envelope. To return your ballot by mail, place one first-class stamp on the return envelope. To return your ballot other than through the mail, you may refer to the list of ballot drop sites on page 39. You may return your ballot to any official ballot drop site in Oregon. For your ballot to be counted, mark your ballot according to voting instructions. Do not remove any labels. Use your secrecy envelope. Your return ballot envelope must be signed. Your ballot must be received in the elections office or an official ballot drop site by 8 p.m. on election day. Postmark does not count.